Rambam, chapter 10, Perek Yud, and Hilchos Tshuva. Ayemer Adam, Harin Eise Mitzvahs, Ated of Eise Bechachmosek, Desha Kapil, Kol HaBrachas, Aksuvis Bo, Eik, Desha Eske L'chaylem HaBom. A person should not say, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Teda, occupy myself in his wisdom in order to receive all the brachas which are contained within it, or in order to merit the life of Eilem HaBo. The Ephrei, and Avedis, Yezir Ated Amen, Desha Notzom Naklolis, Aksuvis Bateda, and I'm going to separate myself from all the Avedis, which the Torah warned against us, so that I will be saved from all the curses contained in the Torah, or that my soul will not be cut off from the life of the world to come. And Ro La'avid is Hashem al derech hazeh. It's not fitting to serve Hashem in this manner. Because a person is motivated by these factors, is considered one who serves Hashem out of fear. He's not the level of prophets or even the chacham. Only ones who serve Hashem in this manner are common people, women, minors. They are trained to serve Hashem out of fear until their knowledge increases and to serve out of love.
One who serves Hashem out of love occupies himself in the Torah and the mitzvahs and walks in the paths of wisdom for no ulterior motives, not because of fear that evil will occur, not in order to acquire benefit. Rather, he does what is true because it's true and ultimate good will come because of it. This is the very high level, which is not merited by every wise man. It is the level of Avram, whom is described, he who loved me, for the service was only motivated by my love. Hashem commands us to seek this service, as conveyed by Meisha. As it says, love Hashem, your Hashem. When a man will love in the proper manner, he will immediately perform all the mitzvahs motivated by love. Gimel, ketzad hi ha'ava ha'ruya. What is the proper love? U'shiyoyev es Hashem ha'ava g'del yisera azam ma'id, te'nav shikshir ha'ava es Hashem ha'nim tzashega ba'tamin, yilchela chole ha'ava sh'indai te'pliyam ha'ava, es isha v'yishega ba'tamin b'in b'shifte b'in b'kumi b'mashar shu erichal v'yishesa. A person should love Hashem with a very great exceeding love until his soul is bound up in the love of Hashem. He will always be with the love as he is lovesick. A lovesick person's thoughts are never diverted from the love of that of a woman. Yes, mizet ki avas Hashem alev eva shengim mitomit misha tzivara b'chol avav chol chanav shal chavu shishtem ha'om b'davan darach marshal. So, a person who's lovesick are never diverted from the love of that woman. He's always obsessed with her. When he sits with her, when he gets up, when he eats and drinks, an even greater love, the love of Hashem, should be implanted in the hearts of those who love him and are obsessed with him at all times. As it says, love with all your heart and your soul. As it says, Hashem HaMelech says, I am lovesick. Indeed, the totality of the Hashem is a parable describing this love. The Chachamim of the previous generation declared, should one say, I will study Torah in order that I will become wealthy, in order that I will be called a rabbi, or in order that I will receive the world, as Hashem, that's what the Torah says, to love Hashem. Whatever you do is for the love. Chacham also said, desires commandment greatly, not for reward. The Chachamim would command the more understanding and brilliant amongst the students in private. Do not be like servants who serve their master to receive reward. Rather, since he's the master, it is fitting to serve him, serve him out of love. Person learns Torah in order to get reward, or a parani should have come, it is considered the lishma. Anyone who occupies with it, not because of fear, not to receive reward, but rather because of the love of the entire earth who commanded it, is one who occupies himself for lishma. That's what the Chachamim declared. A person should always occupy himself with the Torah, even if it's not for the sake out of lishma, but lishma. When one teaches children, women, and most of the common people, one should teach them to serve out of fear and in order to receive reward. As their knowledge grows and their wisdom increases, the secret should be revealed to them slowly, bit by bit. They should become accustomed to this generally concept gradually until they grasp it. And know it, and begin serving Hashem and love. Davi do a bar revav. But davi do a bar shein avas haKadosh Baruch Hu nikshedes b'dimi shel adam atshishka b'tamid karov yazim kol mashar edom chosvim mino. It's well known in a clear manner that the love of Hashem will not become attached with a person's heart until he becomes obsessed with it at all times as fitting, leaving all things of the world except for Hashem. Which is tiv avam cholavav cholvan nafshecha. Hashem says, with all your heart, with all your soul, ina eva Kadosh Baruch Hu ela b'das shidio. We can only love Hashem as of the knowledge with which He knows. The nature of one's love depends on the nature of one's knowledge. Therefore, it's necessary for a person to seclude himself in order to understand and conceive wisdom and concepts which make the Creator known to him according to the potential which man possesses. Understand and comprehend, as we explained at Elvis Yisrael, Teda Brich, Achamon Desayin, blessed be Hashem, who grants assistance, Nigmar Sivirishim, Rezus Shakai, when you broken Shilas Erezus, Yishav Arbom, Elvis Yisrael, Teda, Asad, Prokem, Elvis Yisrael, Shiva, Prokem, Elvis Tama, Teda, Shiva, Prokem, Elvis Yisrael, Avid Azar, Shnemas, Prokem, Elvis Yisrael, Shuva, Asad, Prokem, we have now concluded the first of the 14th Svarim of the Rambam, Sefer Mada. Hilchus Kriyishma, Perek Aleph, B'Shem Hashem, Kel Elom, oh, how I love your Torah. That's what I discussed the entire day. In the name of Hashem, the God of the world, how I love your Torah all day. It is my conversation. Sefer Sheni, who Sefer Ahava. We're learning now the book of loving Hashem. And Hilchus Sheish, it is six halachas. And this is the order. Hilchus Krishma, Hilchus Tfilin, Hilchus Kenim, Hilchus Tfilin, Mesuzah, Sefer Torah, Hilchus Tzitzis, Hilchus Berifer, Hilchus Mil, Hilchus Krishma, Sasiachas, Benidikas Krishma, Patmayim, Beim, Yemesis, Zuber, Prokham, Aleph. We're obligated to recite Shema twice daily, Ba'erev u'ba'beker, in the evening and in the morning. Shalem, like it says, l'shafachov kumecha, when you lie down and when you rise. B'shashadar abnei adam sheikmim zehu laila. This is when people are accustomed to go to sleep. This is night. B'shashadar abnei adam einu zehu yim. When people are accustomed to rise, that being day. Oma k'eda shleisha parshas. Will you read three parshas? Elohein shema v'yim shamei v'yimr. We start reading Kriya Shema because it speaks about the concept of unity of Hashem, the commandment of loving Him, and the study of Torah. And it being a fundamental principle form with everything is based. Then we read this also contains the imperative of remembering all the commandments. The commandment of tzitzis is not obligatory at night. Nevertheless, we recite this section describing it at night because it contains mention of the exodus from Egypt. This is called Kriyishma. So we read Kriya Shema when we finish the first parak, we say Belachash Baruch Shem, and then we say Be'after. Shema, We have a tradition. Yaakov gathered all his sons together in Mitzrayim close to his death. He commanded and urged them regarding the unity of Hashem, the path of Hashem upon which Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, his father, had said. He asked them, "My sons, perhaps you are, there's dregs amongst you, one who does not believe in the unity of Hashem. This is comparable to the manner which Mesha said, lest there be amongst a man or a woman whose heart turns this day from Hashem." They answered, "Shema Yisrael, Shema Kadesh Racha, listen to us. Hashem is our Lord, and God is one." The wise elder responded, "Therefore, the Jews are accustomed to utter this praise that Yaakov, the wise elder, uttered after this pasuk." Blessings are recited before and after Kishma. Bayim Mavor Shtaim, he did two, and then Vachas Lefanel, Vachas Lachara, and one after. Bayim Mavor Shtaim, Lefanel, Shtaim Lachara, and night, one recites two blessings before and two blessings after. Well, Bracha Nishenesh Lefanel, Bayim, Yitzir, Vedechishav, and Bracha Nishenesh, Avas, Eilom Aftano. The first Bracha we say is this Bracha, and then Eilom Avas, Eilom Aftano, Rishal Achara, is MSV, that's the Bracha Nishenesh Lefanel, Belaila, Manu Ravim, Shnei Allah, Avas, Eilom, Beis Yisrael, Amcha, Afto, start and conclude the baruch. They don't have a psich of baruch. Brachas, ego im sharkal brachas aruches pefikol yisrael ezra sefer beis din etiklam and ein adam rashi lefchis b'hem leis v'alev. You can't add, you can't subtract. Makom sheskin lachtem b'baruch in nash shlo lachtem. Makom sheskin shlo lachtem in nash lachtem. Makom sheskin shlo lefter b'baruch. If there's a psicha, you can't change anything, etc. Call the kodomer. Call Hashem. Be'ah shatav chacham. Brachas is that teyah b'chizur mevarach kedmat be'ah b'chol she'neim erem misviatz b'sharos amos v'muna. Barbers liyis tzedich avosah. First of all, anyone who changes and deviates from the set form of the way the chacham established it is mistaken and must recite the bracha in its proper form. Anyone who does not say amos v'yatziv in the morning, in the evening, prayer does not fulfill his obligation. If you do the say there are brachas out of order, that's fine. We all go after the conclusion test. Mitzvah is from when the stars appear till a person is transgressant and goes till before dawn, he is yaitzen. The only reason why is in chatzis is in order to distance us from negligent or wrongdoing. So one who reads Shema of the night after dawn but before sunrise does not fulfill his obligation unless he was unavoidably detained and drunk or sick or a similar situation. A person who was so detained that reads the Shema at the time does not recite Hashkivenu. Halacha Yud Aleph Vezu Yizmana Bayim. What is the proper time of Shema during the day? Mitzvah to Shiras Likris. Command of that one should start to read before sunrise in order to conclude and recite the last blessings before the sunrise. This measure is 1/10 of the hour before sunrise. Person who delays and reads Shema after the sun rise fulfills his obligation for the proper time until the end of the third hour of the day. One who transgresses and delays. If it's Mishik, then we call it Krishma Shashaka Zakashal and Lashachar. Abishishim Kedim Shetane Tzacham, Yotzadi Chavasa, Vashasatak, Kishaya Mashkim, Otsazder Chiluf Chilma Shalom Lashachar. One who is Maktim and recites Shema on the morning prayers after dawn, even though he finishes before sunrise, fulfills the obligation in extraordinary circumstances. One who rises early in order to travel, one may recite in the outset of the dawn. Yud Gimel, Akhede, Akhashal Shayas, Beyem, Afiloy, Onus. A person who reads after 3 hours of the day, even if it was a anus, he's not the Yetzir Krishma in his time. Hello, Kakeda Bater, it's like he's just studying Tera. or after Shalosh Shiris, he should recite the blessings preceding after all day, even if he delays and recites it after the end of the third hour. Efes Krishma, Chapter 2, Parak Bez. Hakir Shema, like even the Bibbuzzi Dishin Shushma, Yisal, Layotzi, Dechavasi, Hashem, like even the Bibbuzzi. One who recites the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema without Kavana does not fulfill his obligation, the rest without intention fulfills his obligation. Even a person studying Torah in his usual way, or proofreading these portions at the time of Kriya Shema, fulfills his obligation, provided he concentrates his intention for the first Pasuk. A person can recite it whether he's standing, walking, and lying down, riding, or on the back of an animal. So then to recite the Shema while lying face down on the ground or flat on one's back with his face pointing upwards. However, one may recite it lying on his side. A particularly obese person who cannot turn over onto his side, or a sick person should lean slightly to the side and then recite. A person who is walking on his foot must stop for the first pasuk. The rest he could walk. If one is sleeping, he should disturb him by awakening him until he reads the first pasuk. From that on, if he is overcome by sleep, we are not obligated to disturb him. Dalit. Person who is involved in the work must stop while he recites the whole first section. A person who is also onan must also interrupt their work for the first section in order that their recitation should not be haphazard. And then and the rest he could read or take care of it while in a normal manner. Even when standing in a tree or on top of a wall, may read Shema where he is, reciting the bracha before and after. Hey, how you use the Talmud Tedav? It gives my Kriya Shema basically we can baruch. Tana lachaveh, a person who's studying Torah when the time of Shema arrives should stop to recite the Shema with the blessing before and after. How you use with Tzerkan Avon leyusik al yigmar yiskem yiker veikven nishar eistikras. One who is involved in the community matters should not stop, rather finishes his work and leaves the Shema if there is still time. A person who's eating in his bathhouse is having a haircut, is working with skins, or is involved in the court should complete and recite the Shema afterwards. If he fears that the time of the recitation will pass and therefore stops to recite it, he has acted in a praiseworthy fashion. A person who immerses in a mikveh and is able to come up and dress before sunrise should do so and then recite Shema. If he's worried that Nitzacham will come, he should cover himself in the water when she stands and recite the Shema. A person should not cover himself with putrid water that has an unpleasant odor, or with water that has been used for soaking flax, or with water so clean that his nakedness is visible. However, he may cover himself with warm mercury water that has no unpleasant odor and recite the Shema where he is. Ches, Hakeda Krishma Le'yirmet Me'enu Le'ikris Pesfosu Le'yana Besvezek Deshleti Krosi Ari. While reciting Shema, one should not gesture with his eyes, the lips, or point with his fingers in order that his reading not be haphazard. If one were to do this, although he does not fulfill his obligation, he is acting improperly. If a person does this, it's maguna. A person has to hear what he says. If not, however, if he does not do this, he has to also enunciate the letters very clearly. He does not do this, so he fulfills his obligation. Test. He should pronounce with a strong dovish as there is no dovish, if there is no dovish, or a letter with no dovish as if there was one, nor should one pronounce the silent shva or silence with pronounced shva. and the vocum serving coast issues of them as Rachas men, the civitive, Rachas, the Tiva, Smukhalog in, Kolov, Hokil, behold the shame of his great love for Behem Abbat, the Mehda cut up silk, shall devise Zion, this is good with several hundred dolls shall echoed, Shinnikin, Bashmai, what is Abadu, his judge, the Yacht, Behesk, the Shlea, Gamer, Echa. The person has to be very careful of all these words, so it should not slur them because then it will have different mashwais. Kira Adam Shaman Khalash Shia Mavina, a person can read Shaman any language in the standard. Kira Khalash Israel, Israel Divi Shibush, Shwe Salash and Doctor Basis, Basilash and Commission Doctor Bulash Kedish. A person has to recite in a foreign language, must be as fluent in his enunciation as if he were reciting it in Lashon Kedish. Yet Allah Fakeda, Lamafrila Yatsuf, a person reads it backwards, out of order, it's a Medabar Mamunim, said Absukam, that's him Sukam, and Hikam Pasha, the Pasha of Bishan and Ashe, in regards to Parshas and the Amish Yasa, the Fishinish Mukhalab Batera. The Yitzhak, because in the Torah it's not sequential. Quite a possible because of Quite a Pashner is a Maguna. If he reads the Pusik and the second time it's considered improper. Quite a Mila Achaz, a Kvalok, and Shkodesh Rosh Mamash, Shat Kanesi, person reads, let's say, two words at a time, like Shema Shwa should be said. In base, Kross Sedugin, Yotza, one person reads, like, say, intermediately, he fulfills his obligation of Fidusha, and Sedug the Sedug, they should leave him as Kuli Yotza, even if he pauses between each reading an amount the time sufficient to complete the entire Kriyashma. This refers to, okay, if one recites it while drowsy, not fully awake, but not fast asleep, he fulfills the obligation. As long as he was fully awake while reciting the first Shra. The person has a suffix, and he reads it again. But if he has a suffix, but the brachas, don't make a suffix, brachas, makes a mistake, he has to go back. We made a mistake. Nelam Mimela bin Pasha the Pasha Nidia. He's a Pasha Yishtun, he's a Sarah Aslach, he's the Pasha Shinna. He forgets which Pasha he's holding, he goes back to the first one. Shuva Hafta Sushem Lekecha. Yud Dalad. Tobem Sapek Bedit Elechim Posak. If he makes a mistake, he doesn't know where he paused. So Chiz the Resha Peri should go back to the beginning of the section. Hayakin of Satam Nidia, Imhu Satam Shoshma, Satam Shoshma, Shamel Chizu, Satam Shoshma. Doesn't know which one looks after him, he goes back to the first one. It's recited in accordance with the unnatural part of the speech. One encounters other people or is approached with him while reciting Shema. If he's between sections, he should stop and greet those who is obligated to honor his father, his teacher, or anyone greater than he is learning. May return the greetings of any person who initiates this friendly exchange. If one of the middle of the sections, he may stop and initiate an exchange or greeting only with someone whom he is afraid. For example, a king or a tyrant. For example, honor. If they give him shalom, then he answers back. This has been a prokem. You can ask. However, he may interrupt only to greet one from whom he is afraid or to respond to the greetings of someone who is obligated to honor.